Wasn't that cool? Spiders. Spiders.
Spiders.
Spiders. This is Terminal Addiction. I'm Richard LeBlanc. Danny, back in the studio with me to play Spiders.
By Grimes.
By Grimes. had to show you how cool we were.
We had to get weird for a second.
I'm not cool. I'm a freaking dork. But we like Grimes. Who cares? Before that, Abraham Cross, The Cage, and Blue Cross, I Hate This Blank World, off their new LP, which I didn't know was put out through, it was Noxious Noise?
Noxious Noise.
Yeah, Noxious Noise out of New Orleans, so shout out to them, but not a good record. And I really don't know what else to say. Check out the blog, terminaladdictionkrvs.tumblr.com. Our website, krvs.org, for all sorts of junk. Remember Danny's band, Gaz Miasma? I said Gazmania last time, like a dork. Are playing March 2nd with I Hate God?
Correct.
Right. All right, good. So definitely come out for that. And your band Hell Control just put out their last 7-inch. Y'all's last?
It's our last 7-inch. It's called Stuck Inside of Abbott Blitz, and you could get that also through Noxious Noise.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. All y'all's previous stuff was amazing, so I'm glad I got a copy of the last 7-inch. So we're just going to continue with some Bone Isle and some other crushing noise and all sorts of stuff that Danny brought along. So here we are with Bone Isle.
And this is their song, Without Hate, We Have Nothing.
Okay, so let's get into some hateful stuff.
Yeah.
Good evening. You're listening to the smooth sounds of Terminal Addiction on KRVS 88.7. Yeah, that was Anxiety. Members of Boston Strangler and all those.
Mind Eraser. That whole crew of guys.
Man, yeah.
That was their song, Fat Beeps with Money. I think you know what he's trying to convey.
Yeah, I love all those bands. I've been listening to Mind Eraser a lot again lately.
The Boston sound is so unique, like you can instantly can tell it's from Boston.
Yeah,
how
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yep. But what did we play before that? Recap.
We started the set with Lifeform with they're out of Portland with their song Kill Piggy Boy. That's off their self-titled cassette that was released late last year. Following that, we had another Portland band called Frenzy. They have members of Nerfskade. They're active, and that song was called Plagued by Addiction. That's off their Noisy Trouble 7-inch. Then after that, we went to New York, and we heard Dawn of Humans with their song Ankle Slope with off their 7-inch Blurst of the Birdfish.
Was that on Toxic State as well?
It's on Toxic State.
Yeah, if you don't know Toxic State, know it.
Yeah, they're putting out some of the weirdest, most mutant punk in the country right now. And then after that, we had Perdition with their oral burst of noise called Corpse of Life. That's off their Wrath 7-inch. That's my personal favorite thing they've done. And then after that, we went into the smooth, beautiful sounds of Zombie with their song Andromeda off their Cosmos double LP. And then after that, before Anxiety, we had Death Machine out of Portland, and that was their song City of the Lost, and that's off their self-titled cassette. And if you don't have that, check it out. It's really, really good. It's one of the best bands in Portland right now.
Was that self-released, or who put that on?
It was self-released by Blackwater.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that a lot. That was good. Remember, this is Terminal Addiction. I'm Richard LeBlanc. In the studio with me is Danny from Hell Control and now of Gaz Miasma. So just spinning some records, came down to Lafayette. And just having a blast. So check out the, remember, you can get the playlist either on KRVS.org or you can go to my blog, TerminalAddictionKRVS.tumblr.com, and I put all that stuff up as well.
What are we listening to right now?
this is off Unwound's Future or What? It's this long interlude track that they have at the end of the album. I love it. Sometimes I just listen to this over and over and over again.
I feel like I'm in a religious Wingnuts house, and she's playing organ all day.
Oh, that's wonderful. What do we got next?
We're going to start this next block off with a track called Life Denied. It's by an L.A. band called Mata Mata, and it's off their 2010 self-titled cassette.
Okay, fire up the cassette. All right, we'll kind of let this beautiful organ music play out, and then we'll do some Mata Mata.
We'll be right back. Eagles escape! The servant of God has been destroyed. Mysterious, mysterious. We fought to the death and here are evil. We can't escape, we can't breathe.
Death Side. The wonderful, beautiful Death Side. With Crossfire. What?
That was off their Bet on the Possibility LP.
Okay. Very cool. I like Death Side. Who doesn't?
I love Death Side.
Death Side, No Side, Wrong Side, Front Side. And we did, before that, personal favorite, Rob's Vet track of mine, Jesus Far and Tante. Off that, I'd never seen that live record before. What was it?
It's an Egg Mangle. It was a four-way live split between Spart Parade, Disarm, and Rape Teenagers, and Rob's Vet.
Yeah, I recently picked up Rob's Vet discography on LP. I remember when they re-released it, they put that out. They put out a bunch of Swedish stuff, around 2007, like a ton of Swedish and, Finnish and all that stuff just started getting, re-put out. So, pretty pumped about that. And then,
Before that, you heard Societic Death Slaughter, also known as the acronym SDS, out of Japan. That was their Scum System Kill song off of Scum System Kill 7-inch. It was put out in the late 90s. And before that, you heard another Japanese band called Foikias. They are active. They're going to come to the United States in a month or two and tour. That was their song Blood off of the three-way split with D-Clone and Mauser called Complete Oral Turmoil. And then before that, we went back to Boston and visited Coward with their song BTD/BFC.
Isn't there an old crust band called Coward?
There is. They're from Japan in the mid-80s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but they were spelled with a C, and this band's with a K. Okay. And that was off their self-titled cassette. And then before that, we heard Schizophrenia. They're from Japan. They played Chaos and Taos last year, and they had a track called Real Offender, and that's off their... Well, I can't really say that 7-inch. Yeah. There's too many...
I saw them at Chaos and Taos. I think they... God, what was the... It was like Schizophrenia. I swear. It was like Schizophrenia, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, and then the Mob.
Yeah.
Like, back to back to back. It was the... So, all the crusts... were there to see Schizophrenia. Was it like it was just a crowd of people wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
And then all those people left, and just people that looked normal and probably Ted Leo and stuff came, and all those people left, and all the crusties just came back in for the Mob.
I can't comprehend how that guy formulates his lineups. They just sound way too eclectic.
Yeah. Dude, but they played at the it was the Mohawk, which, man, every time I go there, they have excellent sound. Schizophrenia sounded great. Ted Leo sounded great. Then the Mob was amazing.
The only downside of the Mohawk is they always tend to sell out very quickly.
Yeah, they do.
I tried seeing Lightning Bolt there a couple years ago, and they always sell out.
Yeah.
Sleep actually played there, too, when they came to Austin.
Oh, dude, I had no idea about that. I'm out of the loop. Thanks for coming to record these shows with me, Danny.
Oh, I
really appreciate you. We just kind of randomly ran into each other. I was like, holy crap, Danny. At Siberia. Siberia is awesome. If you have to know about it. Let me do this some more.
Creepy organ music.
Yeah. Great food. Good venue. I'm glad they reopened after all that just junk with New Orleans trying to shut down all the venues. That made me so mad. But they're back. So, anyways, it was awesome last week, you and Howie doing that, and then this week doing some more. So, hope to have you back, and...
Yeah, to all the bands who would be listening to this show around the country or the world, if you ever want to play New Orleans, Siberia, it's pretty much the punk and metal bar to hit up and get in contact with.
Yeah, and you can always go to Noah DIY. I know you can contact booking people there, if you don't know about Noah DIY, please do that. So we're going to end with what we can of this Maiden track, Phantom of the Opera?
Phantom of the Opera, their self-titled LP.
All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, Terminal Addiction, KRVS.tumblr.com, and KRVS.org.
Stay punk.
Take it easy.